I'm James Abrams.
And I'm John Abrams.
And we're the Abrams Brothers. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Please support community radio.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Tune in on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. for Dark Side of the Tune with me, your host, Tommy. The show where we look at the weird, the moody, the loud, and the unabashed. If the song falls on the dark side of music, then you can bet that we will play it. So join me Tuesdays at 3 p.m. See you there.
Hi, this is Half Moon Run, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Beat.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat
Banter.
I'm stoked. You stoked?
I'm stoked.
Just
I'm
stoked. So stoked.
I was stoked.
Alright, I'm stoked.
Let's go for it.
Hey guys, welcome back. It is another beautiful Tuesday, and you're chiming in for another episode of Stoke. I'm just so excited to have you guys on, and I got a sneaky surprise for you.
Hey, it's Rachel.
She's back. She forced me to come back on.
Yeah, she's at gunpoint right now.
She caught me while I was leaving work, and she forced me to come in here, and I guess we're gonna have to play a playlist for you guys. I'm just upset about it. God, I hate it. Well, if this is your first time tuning into Stoke, what we do here is we just kind of come up with a theme, talk about it, play the songs, have some fun. Nothing really crazy, honestly. You want to chime in?
Yeah, get ready to dance, I guess.
Whoa, she's spilling it. She's spilling it. No, to tell you guys the theme this week, it is, what was the official title? Dancing in the Living Room,
yeah.
I think. So just vibes that'll get you revved up, honestly.
Yeah. Take your pants off. Jump around in your underwear.
You know, just get a little excited in your boring simulation of a life and just kind of dance away. Yeah. I know we're actually co-workers this summer, so we're in the groove.
I only agreed to this because it was a change in my week.
Yeah, we need a bit of a change, a little fun to happen. Anyways, so this week we're gonna hit you with it's a bit of a weird mix. I won't lie to you guys, it's just it's all over the place with the genre, but oh well, it's fine.
Bit of angry dancing, happy dancing.
Yeah. Definitely a
rolling
mix.
Around on the ground,
tantrum, maybe. I don't know. Maybe a mix of everything. So the first two songs, actually, the majority of this playlist, I'm sure Rachel can say this as well, but we paint walls all day, and a lot of it will come on while I'm painting, and I'm like, oh, this is a great song to add in. So this first one, just to kick it off, is I Don't Feel Like Dancing, and the song just makes you feel like dancing, which is just so funny, and I'm excited for it.
It screws up your brain.
It screws. It's just the perfect juxtaposition, if you will. That's a big word for Rachel.
No, I don't know what
juxtaposition.
Okay.
And then after we're hitting you with some Queen. I love a good Under Pressure.
Can't miss with it.
Can't miss at all. So we'll get you going with that. Again, kind of more of an 80s, 90s groove. But have fun, tune in, and stick around. Please, please listen to us.
I'm feeling alone when I hear that.
Slashed and torn.
Crazy world we're living in, and I just can't see that half of us immersed in sin
decided to throw in a little bit of Jamiroquai in there because it kind of matched the same vibe as the first one.
Yeah, I'm glad we did.
Yeah.
I'm really glad we did.
Like the little synth jazz R&B vibe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just,
yeah, gets you moving for sure.
He's great. I don't think I've listened to that song fully yet, and I was vibing with it. It was awesome. So big shout out to Rachel. That was a Rachel poll right there, yeah. Guys. So good job, Rachel. Ooh. All right, the next two. Talk about Rachel polls. Come on. These are your favorite songs, aren't they?
Yeah.
Come on.
This song, the next one we have up, is by The Cooks.
Mm-hmm.
I screwed that.
That's Cooks. Okay. The
yeah.
Cooks.
I know.
Cooking. It's by Cooking.
They cooked with this one.
Oh.
She moves in her own way.
Yes.
This one has me dancing. I don't care what the name of the band is. I'm dancing around, you know.
Yes.
It's just a vibe.
This album is really good. With
yeah.
Naive. Like they've
Naive,
got
yeah.
so many good songs on this album. It's a stellar
yeah.
pick. And then Arctic Monkeys.
Hey, can't go wrong with this one.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you look good on the dance floor. This one has you headbanging.
Yeah.
So a different bit, like a different vibe, yeah. but yeah.
All the while it's great.
Yeah.
This song reminds me a lot of you, I think, because you've like played it so many times. You're like, oh, this is like one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you picked it because it stays well with the theme. Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Yeah. This is when you realize that you suggested the same song maybe 5 or 10 times to the same person.
Yeah. Maybe we hang out with each other too much. God.
Maybe I'm brain dead and can't remember anything.
Yeah, exactly. That's me picking the songs. I'm like, have I played this before? I think I've played Under Pressure before. Too bad.
Yeah.
I realized that after we recorded it. Too bad, guys. It's
okay.
It's too good of a song to not play again. So you get it twice here. Anyways, we will leave you guys with that. Again, this is Stoke. If you're just tuning in, I'm your host, Jane. Rach is with me. And yeah, tune in to a little bit of a dancing in your living room theme. So listen up and we'll be back.
At my show on Monday, I was hoping someday you'd be on your way to better things. It's not about your makeup or how you try to shape up to these tiresome paper dreams. Paper dreams, honey. So now you pour your heart out, you're telling me you're far out, not about to lie down for your cause. But you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things. She was in her mindset, tempered furs and spangled boots. Looks are deceiving, make me believe it. And these tiresome paper dreams, paper dreams, honey, yeah. So won't you go far, tell them you're a keeper, not about to lie down for your cause. And you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things. Summers, you can never upset if you get us back. Don't
We are back again, guys. The two Muppets that are sitting above and watching everything. That's what the vibe we're giving off right now, I think.
Yeah. Are you dancing yet?
We're watching you. Are you dancing?
You better be.
All right. The next song, I've been telling Rachel, but this song I've discovered a couple, like I didn't discover, but it's been on my like TikTok, and I know that's an annoying thing to say, but it has been getting me going. And it was in this one edit of a like UFC fighter, I think, or a boxer or something like that. Patty, whatever the heck his name is. Anyways, this song fires me up so much. It's called Where's Your Head At? And immediately I was playing it at work, like full blast. And I was like, oh my God, someone's going to walk up here and ask if I'm okay. Like this is just getting me like going. It was awesome. But yeah, I don't know. Rach, how are you feeling about this playlist so far?
No, really awesome. I mean, I've been swiveling around in this chair, you know.
You know, it's just it's stimming in the chair.
Rocking back and forth. It's been a fun time over here.
It's been awesome. Yeah. I mean, it's long weeks here in the Kingston summer, but as soon as Friday hits, I'm electrified. I mean, it should be Tuesday. We are filming this on a Friday, but I revealed my secret. I'm sorry.
I thought it was Tuesday. I'm not going to be honest. No.
All the days feel the same.
I count down the days until Friday. So.
Yeah, me too, honestly. So this is kicking off an exciting few days for you guys as much as it is for us. So after that, we have one of your songs again, The Darkness.
Oh, yes. I Believe in a Thing Called Love. I heard this when I was younger. I thought everyone knew the song. I don't know if it is popular, but this one makes me want to just run mm-hmm. and... I don't even know. Just
jump.
Explode.
Like
it's
a horse.
Awesome.
Yeah. Hit some jumps at full pace.
Yeah, do hobby horsing.
Crawl around.
Do some chores. I don't know. love it.
We're just going for a random vibe today, I fear, guys. But I'm here for it, too. I think we're just going to hit you guys with those two to start. They're more of a, like, this, if you're dancing, this is more of an angry, turn the music up, close your bedroom door, and stomp around, I think.
Get some dishes to throw.
This is your angry room dancing, mm-hmm. which I back. So we'll hit you with those two, and then we'll be back, guys. Thanks for listening, and keep on joining us. Where's your
naked now. Let me look into the sun goes down. I believe I think I'm
Well, I forgot I knew the last one that was just playing, and it's such a bop.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's great.
You just dragged that out of the deep depths of my mind, my mind palace.
I don't know if it's, like, I feel like it's 2000s, mm-hmm. and it's kind of role-playing a Bon Jovi.
Role-playing.
I don't know.
It's cosplaying Bon Jovi, I think.
Or something. That's from, like, the 80s.
No, it is. I can kind of hear it, like, the long notes. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to come back to, again, this... Three spot is a really random mix of songs, but like you gotta just bear with us. This is just us coming together here. So my pick here, I had Blackout Days by Fantagram. And this just, I have a good memory from me and my friends. It was kind of COVID time, and I think it was around New Year's, and my friend wouldn't stop playing the song. There was like five of us, and it was in this one house. It wasn't even a party. It was like five of us, and we were just having a couple beverages, and she wouldn't stop playing Blackout Days, and we were just dancing in the kitchen. So I have a nice memory of that, and that makes me dance in the living room and the kitchen, and that was my contribution
awesome.
To this.
Yeah.
So Rachie has a couple more.
Yeah, so the next one is I Wish by Stevie Wonder. He always has a very groovy beat. I will always just be bopping to it. I love it. And
yeah.
I don't really have a story for that.
That's okay. But I have a fun fact about Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you know he was blind?
Yes, I
That's
did.
Good. That was just supposed to be a
it's
bit.
It's like the one thing I know. Oh, okay. Because it's like the most popular thing. Well, he's a great musician, obviously.
Yes. No.
Great.
God, I thought you were going to bit face me, but you were just like, yes, I did know that. Well, if anyone didn't know that, he was blind, which is crazy because the music he does make is pretty shocking.
Yeah, it is crazy.
It's awesome. Anyways, yeah. Next one.
Next one is Born Yesterday by Colorado. Colorado is actually... originated from Ottawa, my hometown.
Yes.
Throw a little bit of...
Yeah.
My life in there.
That's
okay,
awesome.
Yeah, they're good. My brother went to go see them, I think, in high school, and ever since I was like, oh my gosh, I love this song.
Yeah.
And it's on every single one of my playlists.
That's good. I love adding a little local Canadian band in there.
Yeah.
I love finding some niche music. It's awesome. So we'll listen to those three. Yeah, we're getting close to the end here, team. I've had a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's been a ride.
We're watching you dance.
Yeah,
please keep dancing.
Keep moving.
You got five more songs to go, so let's keep it up, team.
Keep that heart rate up.
Keep the heart rate up. Keep going. We're watching. All right, listen to these three, and we'll be back, or two, whatever.
The sun. I don't recognize you anymore.
Oh,
All right, guys, so we've been contemplating for the past, 10 minutes while it's been playing, and we think we've decided on the last song.
Yeah, it was like a no-brainer, really. Like, it's just, it really gets you moving. The words, the sound and tone of the voice, just like...
It just hit perfectly. Like, the lyrics and the title of the song itself just, fit perfectly into the playlist.
Yeah.
Rachel, do you want to announce
what the song is? Dance Monkey by the Tones and I believe.
Yeah, I personally don't think I can't keep the bit going. I think that's the worst song I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Yes, period.
Nothing
that's
more.
It.
Yes, period.
It's so bad. Anyways, we were trying to do a bit, guys. Did it work?
Hope you laughed.
Hope you giggled a little bit. Anyways, that is not our last song. We have two more left. I threw in Beast of Burden by the Rolling Stones because I love it. Every time I hear it, I move around. And it's in, oh my gosh, why am I blanking on the name right now? Fred Claus. And they dance to this song in it. So
I've actually never heard it.
Really?
Yes, I'm excited.
That's a great movie, and it's a great song as well. So it channels your dancing. You just want to get up and bop to it. And then the last song.
So this one actually is the best dance song ever.
Yes.
And it has tied Jane and I's relationship.
Yes.
On many a rugby trip.
Yes, very much so. It's called Baddest of Them All. And my personal memory, I'm sure it's similar to Rachel's, but a girl on our team would play it all the time. And as soon as you heard it, you would just like have to do this like arms moving dance move and like jump up and down immediately.
Yeah. It's low key stationary, but moving. And I don't know how to describe it. You just
like
have to see it.
A bunny hop with arms thrusting upward. And that's immediately, every time I hear it, I'm like, oh my God, you just have to dance
it's
to
the
it.
Best.
And I think that's just like, that's like staple Queens Women's Rugby, our era.
Yeah,
song.
Our first year
oh
song.
Oh my God, our first year national
song. It's a
song.
Big throwback.
Holy man. Anyways, that's all we have for our playlist. I want to thank Rachie for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
She hung out one more hour of the day with me.
Yay.
41 hours a week.
Let's go.
Don't sound so excited, Rachel.
No, I love you, and I would never want to.
I'll just play Dance Monkey until you come. I'm going to Pavlov you to Dance Monkey.
That's my ringing home.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Come
home. Dance Monkey's playing. Oh, God. Yay. Whatever. We need to get out of here. Yeah. Anyways, listen to Beast of Burden and Baddest of Them All, and dance around in your living room, guys. We'll be watching. Thanks for listening, too. Thanks.
See
you later. Have a great end of your Tuesday, guys. Peace.
yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Hi! Follow the yellow brick road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. and I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
In my Mersey paradise.
Good morning, folks. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. It is now 11 a.m. on Thursday morning. You're listening to the CFRC live sessions. And this particular intro is actually being pre-recorded on Wednesday night. I'm your host, Drew, host of the live sessions, as I am walking back from a couple of shows out here in Toronto. You know, festival season is here, as we talked about last week. The Codas are going to be playing on Saturday as part of North by Northeast Festival, and that's exactly where I'm coming back from. The first festival that sort of officially, unofficially kicks off the Toronto summer